Welcome to Warn Radio. Warn Radio. With your hosts, the Watchman Dana Smith and Tower. Thanks for listening.
Greetings in the name of the Lord and welcome to Warn Radio. This is Tower. I'm here with the Watchman and we are glad you joined us. Please send all your prayer requests and correspondence to us through our contact page at warn-usa.com. And you can listen to all our Warn Radio episodes on warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. Warn Radio is now on the following platforms: Amazon Prime Music and Podcast, Spreaker, Blueberry, iHeartRadio, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play Music, Blog Talk Radio, Podcast Addict, CastBox, Google Podcast, Deezer, Spotify, Anchor, and Pocket Cast. Be sure not to miss the following posts of our in-depth biblical articles and radio shows on Dana Glenn Smith and warn-usa.com. What is truth? On danaglennsmith.com, globalists maneuver to remove internet free speech. Age of lawlessness confronts righteousness. Transforming hope and living lights in a world of darkness. On warn-usa.com, Epistles of Timothy classic Warn Radio series, Abraham Believed, Book of Romans Part 7 on Sound the Shofar, Nations Gospel War Ongoing Persecution of Believers Report, Righteous Reign Isaiah's Prophetic Book Part 80 on Battle Lines. And you don't want to miss the following WIBR Warn Radio shows for August 23rd through the 25th. Wednesday's Advocacy Show, Resolute Christians, Christian Brotherhood, Pakistan Believer, Terrorism 101, Belarus, Anti-Christian at Warn Radio. Thursday's Isaiah Series, I Have Chosen, Isaiah's Prophetic Book Part 185 on Battle Lines. Friday's Sound the Shofar, Trial of Your Faith, Rejuvenating Hope in Christ, Part 7. And be sure to get your copy of The Rising. The Rising is a Christian fiction thriller by the Watchman Dana G. Smith. The Rising continues the story of Mac, a former Black Ops sniper, and details the takeover of America. And hidden within the storyline of The Rising is the truth of what's happening in America now. And you can get your copy of The Rising on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, Ingram. And The Rising ebook can be found on Google Play. You can also get your copy of The Rising by going to danaglennsmith.com. And while on the site, be sure to sign up for the WIBR Warn Radio newsletter and visit our Christian books and resource shop. And now I welcome in the Watchman.
You're listening to Warn Radio on the WIBR Warn Radio Network. Don't forget to visit our websites at warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. And also follow us on Twitter, find us on Instagram, and join us on LinkedIn.
Greetings, Dana. How are you doing tonight?
Well, you know, in spite of the election, I'm doing good.
Yeah.
Greetings. Welcome to another edition of Sound the Shofar. This occurs every Friday in the morning, except for today. We're a day earlier because of other requirements for tomorrow. But this will air and it'll be there right on time. You know, every one of our computers, you know, that we have today, you know, you have a little thing that tells you the weather. It'll warn you of hurricanes and everything. It tells you when it's going to be sunny. You know, and what's surprising is how many people get caught off guard with the weather. I mean, I see it the first thing I come in and, you know, partway through the day, wondering how the weather's going to be. Is it going to be hot? Nevertheless, today it says high winds beginning soon. Well, you know, I can't help it these days and age. The first thing I thought of was Congress. You know, well, it must be in session. You know, they're having a particular windy day up there. And, you know, there's another thing. So we need to have term limits on these senators. Because the ones, some of them that have been there the longest, you know, they've had time to collect a good chunk of money. And some of them, like AOC, became a millionaire, and she's a newbie. That's probably because she has a source from somebody. Somebody that's supporting her, paying her well. You know, they're not supposed to do that. But Nancy Pelosi, you know, and her husband, they got rich. A lot of them get rich. Now, you see, the ones in Congress should not be getting rich off of us. We didn't send them to become millionaires, billionaires. We didn't send them there to rub shoulders with China and other people. We sent them to represent the people. Go figure. Well, I bring this up today because we're starting our new series. Kingdom War. And the coming king. Kingdom War, coming king. You know, black and white. There are two houses and there's two kingdoms. One is a house of darkness belonging to Satan, and the other is one of light belonging to the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. This is the kingdom war and the coming king. End time warnings, exhortations, and prophecies of Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach. It is here in these last days that we as believers and true heirs of God and our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ must stand up. We must not be divided as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. We must be united in one purpose, one faith, through His Spirit for His glory. Now make no mistake, there are fakes, F-A-K-E-S, fakes, you know, that pretend they're in the kingdom of light. We know they're fakes because of their fruits. And the problem with America, you know, anything goes and it's okay. That is, until, I don't know, maybe 10, 15 years ago, things began to change. And those things included a radicalized, militaristic Democratic Party who approves of the workings of Antifa and BLM. Now we know that because we were privy to information about Biden and his officials before he was elected. He was rubbing shoulders with Antifa and BLM. And some of the Biden representatives, they wouldn't say. But we know that Obama's had his fingers in this administration. Now, I don't think he's personally there in the White House. He will come in officially. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about a presence of somebody in the White House with Biden who's pulling the strings. It came out today, Biden was telling his family that they treated him like a child. Of course, they're telling him what to do here and there, all the time. He doesn't like that. He may have a few issues, but he doesn't want to be treated like a child. Well, so much, you know, it's a tough thing being president. At any rate, the Kingdom War deals with these situations. You know, the bottom line of it is during Biden, you know, I mean, people vote on it every day. I'm on the social media in a lot of places, and we keep two websites. I don't want any more. I've had more. And I keep busy with what I do. Writing, we publish books. Oh, speaking of books, check out my latest book, The Rising by Dana Glenn Smith. Just check it out. Because it has a lot to say about this Kingdom War in America. And we cover a lot of subjects. I don't think it's a real long study. And I think we're going to begin in Matthew 12:24-29. You see, when the Lord came, there was an established religious presence in Jerusalem. It was the Jews, because Rome had taken it all. And the Jews, you know, had a temple, and they had their presence. They had their Pharisees and the Sadducees, and they were the religious when Jesus appeared. They had an established method and pattern. And the one thing they didn't like about Jesus, he was a radical. And he had some very harsh words to say about him and about those who ran things there in Jerusalem. See, the Pharisees there, the Jews, had an agreement of sorts. You know, you look at the rulers there, Pilate, and there was others. They had, you know, the Roman entourage would come down. You know, according to history, we know the Romans kept a pretty tight rein on things, but as long as you got along, didn't cause problems, they would allow you to run your own affairs. The only thing they couldn't do is sentence anybody to death. And of course, when they conspired to get the Lord and took him to Pilate, the one thing they told him, when Pilate says, "Go judge him for yourself," they told him, You know, but we're not allowed to sentence anybody to death. Now, see, this is what we call perfect justice, right? When they openly admit they want a hearing before Pilate. But yet, you know, it's one of those things that we find today. You know, with the stuff in Georgia going on, the stuff in New York that's going on, and other places where they're like somebody on methadone. You know, they're just hyper and stoned, and oh, they just can't wait to throw Trump in jail. That's a principality and a power. We have the powers of darkness entrenched in the capital, D.C. It's entrenched. And we have a spirit of uncleanness throughout the land. But let me get back to the Pharisees. So in Matthew 12, 24 through 29, you see, the Lord goes around healing, and he delivers people from demons. You remember the invalid man? He was up by the pool, and he couldn't walk, hadn't walked. They're waiting for the stirring of the water because of a time when they believe that an angel stirred the water and the first one in after the stirring was healed. So they wait around by the pool for the stirring of the water, and then they go in, and that's when they get healed. Well, this guy was just laying there. He'd been laying there for a very, very long time. Well, the Lord healed him. And the guy got in trouble because he picked up his bed and was walking with it on a Sabbath. So the Pharisees, and this is the way they ruled. It was like, you know, that was the law. And there was no other way. And so they castigated him. You see, he was walking. Well, the Pharisees, they didn't know anything about it. You know, all they saw was this dude carrying his bed, and he shouldn't be carrying that. What's the matter with you? But you see, the thing of it is when Jesus would cast out demons or whatever, all they could do was find fault. They resented this upstart who is the Son of God. And they plotted right away in the power of darkness to destroy this young man. He is about 30, 32, 33. Jesus, Yahshua. It's when it's all law, but they don't know the center of the law. For love fulfills the law. You're not going to get to heaven and be justified before God by just keeping the law. It requires atonement. Even in the Old Testament, while they kept the law, which is what they should have done, that was before the coming of the Lord, they still had temporary atonement through the sacrifices and applying the blood. So, in Matthew 12, 24, we got the Pharisees again. But when the Pharisees heard it, they said, "This fellow doth not cast out devils, but by Beelzebub, the prince of the devils." And of course, they're talking about Jesus. And Jesus knew their thoughts, and he does. He knew all the thoughts. He knew men. He knew what was in them. And he said unto them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself shall not stand. And if Satan cast out Satan, he is divided against himself, how shall then his kingdom stand? Because when they saw the healing that the Lord did and casting out the devils, they said, he casts out devils by Beelzebub, the prince of the devils. Well, they're in a lot of trouble because you don't say the Lord has an unclean spirit. And he says, if Satan cast out Satan, he is divided against himself. How then shall his kingdom stand? And if I by Beelzebub cast out devils, by whom do your children cast them out? Therefore, they shall be your judges. So he says, well, if I do cast them out by Beelzebub, who do your children, who do your people, meaning the other Pharisees and the ones, the high mucky mucks. Well, they cast them out by Beelzebub. Or do they? So he challenged him on that, but he said this, but if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God is come unto you. And see, this is a prime example of not knowing the visitation. The day of the visitation. The day when the Lord showed up in your life and you didn't recognize it. For the Jews here, the day that the Messiah, the Son of God, came down, was born of a woman, and when he got of age to get into the ministry, into his calling, and he went about doing good, healing all that would come to him. But those in the temple who should have known better did not know. Instead of rejoicing that people were getting healed, they were jealous. Why? Because they wanted power. That was one of the reasons they got rid of him, because when he started showing signs of the true Son of David and the Messiah, they're worried that everybody would follow him and they would lose power and then Rome would come down and destroy him. And they were concerned about their temple. They were concerned about their lives and what they're doing. So they didn't want anybody to upset the balance, and that's what the Lord did. Now, for the poor on the street and the guy by the pool that got healed, he was happy. And he ended up worshiping the Lord. The Lord did find him again after some initial encounters with the Pharisees. And he worshiped the Lord and believed upon him. Now, see, in America, what is challenging the darkness today? Well, the only thing you have is Christians and churches. Christian churches. And the Christians in them. The power is not in the church. The power is in the believers. For we are the temples of God. The Spirit of God is within us, and we go to the churches. And so when we're worshiping, and two or three of us begin worshiping, wherever we're at, whether we're out by a bridge, out in the middle of the plain, in the city, wherever we are and we're worshiping and there's three of us together, the Lord's in the middle. Now that's what I call church. Church buildings are okay. But men are not born again by the power of men, but by the Spirit of God. Read John 1. not by the works of the flesh, not by the power of men, not by your buildings, but by the Spirit of the living God. In John 3, you're born again by the Spirit of God, not by the effort of man. So if you want to destroy the kingdom of darkness, you need to be born again by the divine, which is the Son of God. And we've got an entire nation of lukewarm fed churches who believe they're going to go in a rapture before any trouble starts. Well, good luck on that one. Oh, he's coming again. But there's a specific time and place for it. Oh, well, he can come anytime. Well, we always say the answer to that is, well, of course. But it's not of course. Because there are things that have to happen. Prophecies that must be fulfilled. So some of the biggest obstacles to the Lord was the church. But the Lord forgave them. He said, forgive them, for they know not what they do, when he hung on the cross. All the while, they were mocking him. Come down, thou Son of God. If thou beest the Son of God, come down. The soldiers striking him on the face. Tell us who it is that strikes you. You know, the Lord wasn't going to respond. There are prophecies. He wasn't going to speak. And he did speak when it was pertinent. See, this is the kingdom of God, and the same ugly, dark spirits that peppered the Lord when he was going to Calvary is here today still. They haven't been destroyed. Not at all. And that's also why you get a lot of thoughts you don't like. You have to rebuke them and bind them in Jesus' name. That's the power of darkness. The Lord said, resist the devil and he will flee from you. But we don't resist. We set up a buffet table for him and he languishes around. You got to get rid of them demons. You got to watch out what you're watching on TV. You don't want to invite darkness in. You need to pay attention. And you can't entertain changing sexes either. All this stuff is stuff of darkness. You see, because we are in the days of lawlessness and perilous times. These are the times when man, and a perfect example of that is in Psalm 2. You know, powers and principalities. And the dark powers and principalities want to wrench away from mankind the Messiah, the Son of God, Yeshua, Jesus Christ. They want to wrench away from mankind God the Father. They want to wrench away from mankind the Holy Spirit and the Word of God. Just like Z over in paganistic, devil-worshipping China. Except for the Christians that are there. Now you see, people can have faith. They can have faith in anything, but you need faith in the Son of God, the one who died for you. You know, and you want to die and go be with your ancestors, they're not going to help you. They're not going to be in a good place unless they know the Lord and walked in it. But you see, the devil spends all of his time. It's a mental game, mental war. And so you've got to develop the principalities and powers. You got to rebuke them and bind them. You got to listen to the Word of God. You got to play the Word of God. Play uplifting Christian music if you want. But you need the Word of God. Now you can find that same thing in Mark 3, 22 through 27. I think the one thing, and it reminds me in Mark 3, 24, because that's the same context as in Matthew. Again, I looked at it, if a kingdom be divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And of course, I'm thinking of America. Look at how divided we are. Now, I prophesied about this a long time ago, and it was during an eclipse. And the eclipse divided America almost in half. Actually, the starting point and ending points can be traced to the Civil War, where it began. So when you look at that, you can see. And see, we were divided then, but I came out and prophesied about it being much worse. It's not going to go away because we are divided. And if you think, as Democrats, you can divide and conquer through wickedness and your kingdom's going to stand, you are lying to yourselves. You may get away with cheating and lying for a while, and this also goes for the Republicans. But you can't just smile in the camera and look innocent. Because you look sinister. You look nasty. And I could give you names of Democrats that are just like that, and that's exactly what they do. They're filled with hate, and they're nasty. Some Republicans can be that way. But what I'm telling you is, that this country needs to repent from Democrat to Republican and everybody in between and everybody there is that's here. Now, Biden's allowed more illegals to come across in here. He's also begun to get ISIS in here, which, you know, I knew that they would get in. I mean, anybody with any brains knows that the, you know... Now, who would want to send people in here to do something? China, North Korea, ISIS, any Muslim extremist group, Iran? I mean, give me a break. What do you think we have a border for? But a kingdom divided against itself is not going to stand, period. Principalities and powers, kingdom against kingdom. This nation is going to fall, and I started saying that many, many years ago. Tower and I have been together for many years, more than 50 years. Between the length of our marriage and the length of this portion of our end-time ministry, that equals 75 years. And the first time I told people that America as you know it will cease to exist, nobody believed me. This was a long time ago. Back in the mid-70s. And see, now that you are so divided and you want to cheat on your elections, you think you can get away with it, and then you decided with the brainstorm you're going to get rid of Donald Trump through prosecution. So you hire a wicked prosecutor brought in for that special thing. Plus, there's others. Others who are democratic and wicked. Many of them who was supported by the money coming out of George Soros. For the belly of George Soros and his spirit is filled with lies. Same thing for his son. So let the chips fall. You think you can get away with this? It'll catch up to you. And when it does, it'll mean death. Now in Luke 11:14-20 is another portion of that same scripture that we've been reading, telling the Lord that by Beelzebub, prince of the devils, he casts out devils. But the thing about Luke, he gives you some more stuff on it. See, for instance, in 11:14, and he was casting out a devil, and it was dumb. And it came to pass, when the devil was gone out, the dumb spake, and the people wondered. In other words, he couldn't talk. And some of the people then said, he casts out devils through Beelzebub, chief of the devils. Now see, this is another addition by Luke, and Luke does this. And others tempting him, sought of him a sign from heaven. Now see, this is the hypocrisy of the people. He's going around casting out devils. He'll be raising people from the dead, healing people, knowing what they're thinking. He knew what the Jews were thinking, and he would answer many times according to what they were thinking, even though they wouldn't speak what they were thinking. He knew it. And so they were tempting him. Come on, give us a sign from heaven. Which to that you say, I already did a sign. I do signs all the time. Are you so blind you can't see the signs? No other sign is going to be given. Now you see, the thing of it is, he did tell him that he said, if you destroy this temple, I will raise it up in 3 days. And they thought it was the other temple. But see, even if they, you know, they weren't going to see it, because he came, when he was resurrected, he was only seen of those who looked for him, his people, those who followed him. When he comes again, scripture says he will come back, and only those who look for him will see him. Eventually, the others will see him. And 11:17, it says, but he, knowing their thoughts. Now, the others didn't say that. That's why we look at all the Gospels for context. Every kingdom divided against itself is brought into desolation. Now, I see here the word is desolation. And a house divided against a house falls. And then 11:19, this is a little clearer in this one. If I by Beelzebub cast out devils, by whom do your sons cast them out? Therefore shall they be your judges. But if I with the finger of God cast out devils, no doubt the kingdom of God is come unto you. I like that. No doubt. Why? Because it's right in front of them. Now, another one relating to this, and I like this, because today we are so divided. And you can truly say that in America we bite and devour one another. And Galatians 5:13 through 16 is written to Christians. So if you're in a carnal, secular, dark, lustful America, this doesn't apply to you. You can continue to live in the flesh. For those who live in the flesh shall die by the flesh. Because you're going to reap corruption. For whosoever soweth to the flesh shall reap corruption. But those who sow to the Spirit will reap life everlasting. This is the kingdom war, light and darkness. They have different fruits. So Galatians 5:13 through 16. Listen, America, if we could do this, we'd be healed. For brethren, you have been called unto liberty. Only use not the liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. Boy, that's a word. By love serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even this, thou shalt love thy neighbors thyself. Unless that neighbor's Trump for some areas. But Trump has a lot of support. And I monitor this. Not by what they say, but by some of the things I hear the people in the inner cities are saying. The other day I heard the guys in the hood. You know, the black guys that run around. And they look like thugs, some of them. Well, they were all gathered in rooms showing their support for Trump. Now, see, we can always find people that hate Trump in the Democratic Party, even in the Republican Party. But when you get those on the street come out and say, well, you know, it's because, and they call him my man Trump. He's part of the hood now. Because he's got everybody trying to throw him in jail. So what are you doing? You're trying to get to Trump because you know it's he scares the hell out of Democrats. Now, that would be nice if he did, because if he scared the hell out of them, then they might get saved. Because then, if hell's not in them, it's an empty vessel. So there's plenty of room for the Lord to come in and clean up afterwards. But you see, all the laws fulfilled in one word, even this, thou shalt love thy neighbors thyself. And this again can refer back to the Pharisees talking to Jesus that you cast out demons by Beelzebub. And they were always coming after him, always biting and trying to devour him with these things. They never succeeded. But see, the very law that they cried out loud about, told people about. Well, you're carrying that. You shouldn't be carrying your bed. Well, he who healed me told me to pick up my bed and walk. Well, of course. So you can show everybody that you're no longer crippled. You've been there. You couldn't move. You couldn't get into the water fast enough. You've been sitting there for how long? A long, long time. Wanting to be healed. If someone would have said, why are you carrying your bed? Well, Jesus, Yeshua of Nazareth, healed me. He told me to rise, take up my bed and walk, and that's what I did. I've never walked, and I'm walking. They could have glorified God with him and said, well, that's okay. Take your bed and walk. Well, you're ruining the law. No, you're not, because the law is fulfilled in love. And God knows that guy just got saved. But see, if we look at America, we don't know what love thy neighbor is. And it says, but if you bite and devour one another, take heed that you be not consumed of one another. And that's exactly what's happening in America. We are biting and devouring. We are divided as nothing before. The enemy is with us. There's also like two or three armies of illegals in here. And among them are people that wants to destroy your country. And Biden has allowed it to go on. There are people behind that is manipulating the scenes. And they are trying to have a coup d'etat, not to get rid of Biden. Well, right now some of them would like to, but in the beginning, those that were with Biden behind the scenes had a goal and a plan to overthrow America as it existed. And they've almost got it completed. But if Americans don't wake up, if people don't wake up, if your Congress doesn't wake up, if your governors don't wake up, and the sheriffs, you're going to lose your nation, and you're going to lose it before your very eyes, because you've allowed hatred instead of love. You bite and devour. We got pastors that are not pastors. Oh, they're in the pulpit. Big deal. You need the anointing of God to be in that bema seat, man. And when you go for mammon, you are cursed. Because the pulpit is fueled by the Spirit of God, not by the man. It's the Spirit of God and the Word of God. But you have corrupted that which God has called holy. Woe unto you, thou heathen that sits in the church of God and laughs. You need to weep. You need to cry out to God like you've never have before, that he would have mercy and deliver this land, the land that you all have screwed up. And I say you all, and I include me. Because we're letting one of the greatest countries in the face of this earth slip through our fingers, through pride, deceit, sin. And we've got generations of children that don't know the truth either. But if you bite and devour one another, take heed that you be not consumed one of another. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. The kingdom war. And we know the dark one comes. And they're already trying to set up the monetary for him. Because when it's said and done, they're going to add a mark. And when they add the mark, you're not going to be able to buy or sell without it. And whosoever takes the mark shall be cursed forever and will live in a devil's hell. You'll be tossed into that pit, the lake of fire, where the fire is never quenched and the worm never dieth. Total agony as you burn in agony forever. Because your spirit is never destroyed. But you will suffer corruption and pain like you will not believe. And the biggest pain will be the memories of those times when you rejected the Lord. So, my friends, this is part one. Kingdom War, coming king.
But if I with the finger of God cast out devils, no doubt the kingdom of God has come upon you. His own people did not know him. I mean, his own family didn't believe him. But then, over time, after seeing the miracles, nobody saw the miracles like he did. No one. When his mom wanted him to change the, you know, get some more wine. Well, Mom, you got 50 bucks? I'll run down to the 7-Eleven and I'll pick up several cases. No. That's what we can do today. No. There was no wine. The wine that they had gotten ran out. Must have been a big party and a lot of drinkers. So Mama says, we're out of wine. Says, woman, what have I got to do with you? In other words, leave me alone. It's not my time. He knew why she wanted it. That's why he answered like he did. Because even at that age, he knew their thoughts. He knew who he was. There was never one moment in his young life, I mean, even from birth, because there was the unequivocal Son of God that took up residence there. Well, how can he do that? Because he's the Son of God. He is the Almighty in Revelation 1. And so he knew why she wanted it, and there's only one way to get it. Well, he knew. Let's see. 7-Elevens won't be for, you know, at least 1,500 years, maybe 2,000. No, maybe 1,500 years. So I guess I'm going to have to make some. So they took the water pots that the Jews used for, you know, their ritual baths, because the water, you know, cleans the flesh and gets all them dirty, rotten sins off. Gets you prepared. But they were just following the law when they did that. So he took that water, made sure the pots were full, and he says, okay, carry it out. So the servants knew that it was just water. And they were probably thinking, what am I doing carrying water? They wanted wine, not water. So they take it out there and set the pots down. And they begin drinking. And I'm sure the servants were wide-eyed when they saw him drinking the water, but it had turned to wine. Do you think they just sat there without? No, I bet their eyes were wide open. How did that happen? You know, we just walked in here, and this stuff was water before we got here. And it became wine. And the guy in charge of the whole thing called up, you know, the people responsible, in my lingo, catering the event. That's what I would have called. And I've catered a lot of events, big events. Yeah, and if there's something wrong, they're going to talk to you. Luckily, I didn't have that problem. But simple little thing like that. One of the first miracles he did, and his disciples believed upon him. But see, this also tells us the time frame, because his disciples believed upon him. They could see the miracle. So although the Lord said, it's not my time, he had followers at that time. And his mother also knew. She knew who he was. There was not one point this woman didn't know that that was the Son of God. Not one point. And Mary is indeed blessed of all women. But she is not the Savior of God, and she'd be the first to tell the Catholics that she's not the Savior of the world. So Catholics, you need to get back to worshiping the Son of God. Get rid of the idols you got going there, because you shouldn't have them anyway. But see, you go back to the Roman Church, and in Rome there was lots of idols. And of course, when it was being spread through South America, and of course, you had the political wing of the Catholic Party going through first. And so the best way to get people to join you is take some of their pagan ways and incorporate it to get them to go to your church. Well, at any rate, you better be prepared. I'm not the Savior. Yeshua is. So you need to go to Him. And right now, you can be totally, and I've known lots of Catholics that were saved. Lots. Father, we thank you for this word. Bless this word to the heart, life, soul, and spirit of all those who hear this. Lord, have mercy on them. Draw them to yourself and save them. And in Jesus' name, I bind you, Satan, in the powers of darkness from the teaching, preaching, streaming of this word in Jesus' name. Now, again, we got a couple of moments here. I'm glad that I'm able to do this particular study. And it's not going to have everything in it. But there will be answers. In all of our broadcasts, there is an answer. And that answer is Yeshua, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who is the Almighty, the resurrection and the life, the way, the truth, and the life. So it's to Him you need to go. No matter what your problem is, no matter where you're at, no matter what your pastor's doing, no matter what the deacons are doing, no matter what the church body is doing. And if you want to go to church, go to church. Because the number one thing is the Lord. And living in America, we can get misdirected. We can. It's easy to do. And we may be misdirected and divided in America, but this God can heal us. Okay? There is hope beyond the veil. For Christ is beyond that veil. And go to our websites at warren-usa.com, danaglennsmith.com. Now, we have a few ads up there from one company that we work with. But that's it. They're not all over the place. But what you will find is when you read an article of ours, it's an article. So until next time, visit our websites, have fun, seek the Lord, be blessed. And understand, He is coming. Understand, He does know your thoughts. Understand, He does speak to His people. Until next time, this is the Watchman, Dana Smith. Shalom.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Warn Radio.